I'm at an old white multi-story house on West Hamilton in Springfield's Grant Beach neighborhood that's been a source of frustration for neighbors for a long time. The front and back doors are wide open, so are several windows. There's a couch in the front yard, tires in a side yard, and a large pile of junk just behind the house. The inside is in a state of disrepair, and a steady stream of water flows from a broken pipe under the kitchen sink, flooding the floor. Rebecca Mayab has lived across from this house for 18 years. While it's always been a problem, only recently has it been this bad. She says the last residents there moved out at the end of the summer. After that, people came in, tossed everything out into the yard, and left it there. According to Mayab, not only that, but a side yard used by dogs as a bathroom was never cleaned up. She feels the property is affecting her health and quality of life.
I don't go outside much in the front yard because I have allergies to the mold, and the mold kind of floats around. And then they also, the mice come across to everybody's house from that house. And when they first moved out, there was a lot of bugs that left that house since there was nobody else there to feed off from. They went to everybody's house in the neighborhood.
One major component of Zone Blitz is addressing nuisance properties like this one. Chris Straw, Director of Building Development Services for the City of Springfield, says a concern raised at the beginning of the effort was about the living conditions of some single-family residences. Out of that came the Safe Housing Inspection Pilot Program. As part of the voluntary program, the city identified 63 single-family rental properties bounded by Chestnut Expressway on the north, Grand to the south, South Avenue Boonville on the east, and Kansas Expressway to the west. The owners were contacted in writing asking permission for the city to inspect the homes for life safety issues.
Out of that pilot study, our goal is to determine in a very consistent manner what type of issues were we finding in this designated area.
Response so far has been very low. Only two property owners have contacted the city, and in both of those cases, nothing too serious was found. The owners have 30 days to fix those issues. But Straw says chronic nuisance properties are a big problem in the city. At any one time, the city will have as many as 300 active cases, dealing with everything from weeds to trash to uninhabitable structures. For the year, he's anticipating his department will have received around 10,000 service requests. Mike Ramsey is a PAR officer with the Springfield Police Department serving Zone 1. He says when he first started that position, he met with Building Development Service employees who told him to let them know about any nuisance properties in his area.
I said, I don't think you can handle all of the addresses that I can provide you.
He knows the inspectors are extremely overwhelmed, so he sends them only the ones he feels need the most attention. He says not only do chronic nuisance properties create health issues for the people who live there, they also sometimes go hand in hand with criminal activity.
Someone who's, you know, trying to save a little money for whatever may pile up trash and not pay for trash service. And that individual sometimes is either a drug user or a drug user and drug seller.
Some problem properties really stand out in his mind. He's seen several that haven't had any utilities for probably years.
Where the urine and feces is so piled up in the toilets and bathroom and bathtubs that the smell just almost not keeps you from going inside.
Chris Straw also has seen a few that are hard to forget, like one near Commercial and National that the city helped clean up. The homeowners had no utilities, and their home was so messy and piled with stuff, they'd moved into an RV in the backyard with no sanitary services.
We ended up cleaning that up, and that was like five or six big construction dumpsters full of stuff.
Some chronic nuisance properties are that way simply because the occupant can't afford trash service or is elderly and can't keep up with what needs to be done. Straw says that's where the community can step in and help. According to Straw, through Zone Blitz, more than 200 groups have signed up to say they'll help out when needed.
It's not things that takes years and months or weeks of work to take care of. It's those little things that these people need a little help. We do it.
He used an example of a resident with bags of trash piled up outside her house, but she could only afford to put out one bag a week. Someone with a trash bin outside their business could maybe take that trash and dispose of it, immediately eliminating the problem. As for the house on West Hamilton, Rebecca Mayab says their neighborhood PAR officer told her the owner said a few days ago that he'd board it up soon, but that hasn't happened yet. She's hopeful things will change in the near future.
And then hopefully within the next 2 years, we've been waiting for that for the last 18 years, that they're supposed to come and tear it down.
Springfield residents can let the city know about a nuisance property near them by calling the Citizen Resource Center at 864-1010. Complaints can be turned in anonymously. For KSMU and the Sense of Community series, I'm Michelle Skoliski.